In spite of recent disasters, the North State's economy is plugging along at a steady pace. And according to Dr. Robert Eiler, a professor of economics at Sonoma State University, it will likely continue to do so. Eiler delivered his annual economic forecast in Redding last week, part of a day-long conference held by Chico State's Center for Economic Development. During his presentation, Eiler said low interest rates and tame inflation should fuel lending and business activity without the risk of overexpansion. However, challenges remain. Meanwhile, the pace of reconstruction and the rate of outmigration after the Camp Fire is something of a wild card, with ripples throughout the region. I spoke with Dr. Eiler at length earlier this week. I began our conversation asking if we're overdue for another recession.
The forecasts for the next couple of years are relatively okay and do not have recession in them for the most part. Even though historically economies are cyclic and generally speaking, recessions come maybe 60 to 72 months after the last one, the growth has been slow enough and the other conditions that would necessarily lead to recession or at least a dampening of the economy still seem to be at bay even this far since the last recession.
Agriculture plays a huge part of the economy locally. What does the next 12 months look like?
We've had some harvest hiccups, which affect prices and affect hiring. The second thing is what's going on with trade. If trade wars undermine the ability of the farmer or that agricultural industry to move their products internationally, that can also change the dynamics of how they're generating income and also wanting to hire.
Resource extraction go along as usual, logging, mining.
It's probably not going to change that much. The only thing you might say that might change is there may be some new federal and state initiatives to try to reduce the risk of a major forest fires. But you shouldn't expect like a sea change, maybe in the medium to long, depending on how policy plays out, but probably not in the short.
In the wake of the fire, there was so much housing that was destroyed. Rental prices nearly doubled. Homes for purchase rose about 70-80%. Are we now at a new normal, or is this a bubble? And how long will it take for that to dissipate? And what is a fair price for a home once this works its way through?
On the one side, certainly it will have some speculative bubble aspects. And when there's a shrunken supply and a lot of people demanding simultaneously, that's naturally how you see inflation in markets, is because of excess demand. Bubbles come because the demand outpaces the fundamental value of the asset. So we should assume that if a home was selling for $330,000 in September 2018, and that same home is selling for $500,000 in May of 2019, that type of price increase is not likely what would have happened but for the fires. Now, how far it'll come back and whether or not it will reestablish some trend lower will depend on the supply and demand conditions. If very few houses are built, then you're going to see rental remain relatively high priced, and you're probably going to see houses for sale remain relatively high priced. If, however, you see people leave, they take their housing demand with them, whether it be rental or for purchase.
And you found that something about 10,000 people have left the county.
That's the latest estimate from the Department of Finance. We don't know if they're moving to go own some other place, if they're going to cities to rent and try to reestablish themselves. We don't know those data, unfortunately. But what we will see is we will see how rental and housing prices start to react if those data are truly strong estimates of the moving population, because one or both of those markets are going to see some price reactions if demand is leaving the marketplace. If there's excess supply, prices are going to start to fall.
That was Dr. Robert Eiler, professor of economics at Sonoma State University. Eiler delivered the keynote at the annual North State Economic Forecast Conference, which occurred last week in Redding. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.